we'll take it by 1 point, we'll take it by 20 points. It doesn't matter. You're in the dance, all right? Yes,
don't be surprised, man. We're supposed to be right here. Uh-huh. So when we come in here Wednesday, we right back at it, man.
Let's go, man. Fam on two, fam on two. 1, 2.
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole,
10-5, touchdown! Houston gets it again!
It always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Well, incredible scene on this Chiefs Rewind show. The Chiefs get a ninth consecutive victory, tying a franchise record. Those previous two, they were at the beginning of the season. They get a 17-13 win over the Browns. The Chiefs are in the playoffs. Mitch Holt is with you, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. Okay, Johnny Manziel was really good in this game. He looked like the A&M redshirt freshman, Johnny Manziel. But he wasn't the only running quarterback that was effective.
He hasn't. Alex Smith, it's something we've seen from him throughout this winning streak that's now reached 9 games. Unbelievable. For him to pick up those key third down conversions with his legs. He actually broke a personal best of his own and actually broke the franchise record for most rushing yards in a season by a quarterback. He's picking up chunk yards with his feet. He's always making the right decision, which is what we've come to expect from Alex Smith. But he's also attacking through the air. We saw it a little bit again today, attacking vertically, got the big penalty on the pass to Chris Conley, but he also broke a career best of his own, set back in 2013, of most passing yards in a season. So it's not just he's doing it with his feet. He's also doing it with his arm. Special performance by Alex Smith continues to lead this team.
And the biggest stat is he's the winningest Chiefs quarterback in his first 3 years of anybody in franchise history. Now Andy Reid's the winningest coach in Chiefs history in the first 3 years as a Chiefs head coach, better than Hank Stramer, Marty Schottenheimer. But I want to ask you about some key conversions, because the Chiefs jumped out on top here now, 10-0. Looks like they're going to run away. What about the ability to move the chains at critical times in those first two drives?
We talked about with Alex's feet. A lot of those third down conversions were with Alex's feet. And then Jeremy Maclin, the guy that we've talked about a lot on this show, and just what he's done for this team. Key third down receptions by him, even picking up a couple of extra yards, breaking some tackles out in space. I mean, Maclin needed 15 yards coming into this game to pick up his second 1,000-yard season of his career, which his other one was last year. But his 11-yard touchdown in the first quarter, that gave him over 1,000 yards. Special performance by him. And again, Alex Smith making the right decisions on third downs, going to the right guy, whether it's Travis Kelce, whether it's Jeremy Maclin, whether it's taking off on his own with his feet. Just another great performance overall by this team. They did enough.
But quickly, defensively, that this team had to do, they had to defend a game's worth of snaps in two quarters. That was amazing.
It was, and it wasn't easy. Johnny Manziel, everything that he's doing, scrambling around, making plays. This defense was tested. You know, over the last 5 games, we'd see them, saw the team outscore opponents 50-0 in the fourth quarter. That wasn't the case today. It became on the defense. Two key stops in the fourth quarter, and they were able to come through, and that's the reason they picked up the 9th straight win.
The Chiefs are in the playoffs. The Steelers lost. Let's get some more reaction from the studio. Here's Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danon Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios after the Chiefs' monster victory. They went back to Arrowhead Stadium for their final two regular season games. Andy Reid looking to get back in the playoffs after missing last year. And Alex Smith starts the game off with his favorite target. Hits Jeremy Maclin, is able to evade a tackle and takes it 14 yards up the field. And we've seen it over the past few weeks. When Alex Smith is not able to find a receiver, he's able to extend plays and even scramble. This one's for 6 yards. Brings the Chiefs deeper into Browns territory. Cleveland tries to tackle short Kendrick West right there and does so, and then perhaps the best throw of Alex Smith's season to Jeremy Maclin for the 7-0 touchdown.
I 100% agree with you, Pete. This is an outstanding throw between 3 defenders for the Browns and only a place where Maclin could make that catch.
So it's 7-0 early, and the Chiefs turn to the ground game.
Well, this is a nice job on the edge. You see our offensive lineman really doing a fine job sealing the edge and allowing short Kendrick West to utilize his speed downfield.
Again, Smith with another scramble. It's 10-3 Chiefs late in the first half. But then there were some turnovers, Danon.
Well, this is one thing that we haven't seen very much of from Alex Smith, is throwing the ball to the other team, but give a lot of credit to the offensive line for the Chiefs. We haven't said that a lot, but the outstanding effort by Eric Fisher and Ja Reid. Watch number 75 get knocked out of bounds, come back in, and make the touchdown-saving tackle to keep the Chiefs in the lead.
So the Browns have a short field. Johnny Manziel trying to take advantage, but that ball's in the hands of Marcus Peters for his 8th interception of the season. That ties the NFL lead.
Big play after big play made by number 22 has an innate ability to make quarterbacks believe that their receivers are open, only to take the ball away. He's done that time after time this season. Another outstanding play by the rookie.
Fast forward to late in the second quarter, under 2 minutes. The Chiefs have a chance to add to their lead before half. And Alex Smith doing it with his legs. 29 yards on this particular scramble. He would have more than 50 yards rushing on the day. But that allowed him to find Travis Kelce as the Chiefs trying to score before the half. That's a first down. So he hits Kelce once and does so again, but this one's for a touchdown, 17-3 into the half.
Another fine throw by Alex Smith. A second base throw, as we would call it, where only Travis Kelce can dig it out. Nice job securing that catch.
So the Browns enter the half down 14. Johnny Manziel says, I got to do something. This one is for 34 yards. A great day for both quarterbacks as far as scrambling. They call him Johnny Football for a reason. Here's another scramble. When you can't find any receiver, he's able to take it up himself. This one's for 9 yards. So he's into Chiefs territory. And then he hands the ball off to Isaiah Crowell, and he takes it 10 yards for a touchdown. It's a 17-10 Chiefs lead now in the third quarter.
So this is not what you wanted to see, and the Chiefs had to step up. Their special teams kind of let them down here, Pete.
Right. Last week we saw it in Baltimore, but this time the Browns able to convert and keep a drive going.
Johnny Manziel being Johnny Manziel, doing an outstanding job being evasive in the pocket and completing passes. It was a total different ball game in the second half than it was in the first half for the Browns offense. Johnny Manziel with his speed, making something out of nothing, continuing to move the chains, and more importantly, keep our defense on the field.
More than 100 yards on the ground for Manziel in the day, but this particular drive was for 21 plays. There you see it end right there. Passes to his lineman. The Browns able to get a field goal, so this is the last chance. 17-13. He's able to find Darius Jennings, but the clock's running. They don't have any timeouts in this particular situation. So
tick,
time's
top,
hit. 6,
tick,
5,
top,
4, 3.
Tick,
clock
top.
Hit 0. The Browns
we'll
run
it.
Out of time. Johnny Manziel not happy.
It's not the helmet's fault, Johnny. It's not the helmet's fault. But we'll take a win however way we get it. Chiefs did a nice job. Bend but not break on defense and stepped up when they were needed.
Alex Smith led the way for the Chiefs with the 2 touchdowns. But the bigger picture is, with the Baltimore Ravens win combined with the Chiefs victory, the Chiefs clinch a playoff berth.
Amazing feat when you consider where this Chiefs team were just a few weeks ago. 1-5, and they string together 9 consecutive wins to put themselves in a position to be playing postseason football in January. An outstanding feat. A lot of credit has to go to Andy Reid and how he was able to keep this team together, keep them focused on the goal, and now it's producing dividends.
The first team since 1970 to start out 1-5 and make the postseason. Let's check in on the Chiefs inside their locker room.
9 games, and you guys seem to always find a different way to get it done. What was it today?
Our defense. Man, they're just so dominant out there. They played so hard. Even when they're missing a few, chinks in the armor, the guys came out there and stepped in and competed. And, for us, I think we need to be there more for our defense and get them out of some of those situations. So, we're so happy with how those guys played and just figure out what's going on. Get to work on Wednesday.
1-5 in the playoffs, man.
I've never seen it before.
It just shows us the heart that we have. We came in after the 5 losses and had 1 goal, and that was to go 1-0 every week, and we've been doing that ever since.
How many playoffs have you been in?
I've been in the 3 playoffs.
This was going to be the biggest.
This is going to be the biggest, and we need to win my first playoff game, and then we'll go from there.
Shotgun snap back, Alex Smith.
Andy, first of all, congratulations on the win today, and also congratulations because you are going to the big dance.
Yes. Proud of the guys for the effort. The scheme that the coaches had today was big. Our defense bowed up, man, and Johnny Manziel's something, and he was making it happen out there. So hats off to them, but also hats off to our football team for sustaining this drive that we've been having and then getting ourselves in the playoffs.
What are you going to say to your team? Or did you say?
Well, you know, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. Well, we don't really care if it's by 1 point or if it's by 20 points. You know, wins, well, we've been on the other end of that 5 straight weeks in a row. So every one of these, man, we're cherishing and we appreciate and we've earned. And so you know, we don't analyze the wins. We just get them and then learn from the mistakes and try to better ourselves.
Well, you've done good. I say that.
No, I appreciate
it. And good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Lynn.
So a big win for Andy Reid, a big win for the Chiefs, and it all starts with quarterback Alex Smith.
Well, Alex Smith has done a phenomenal job continuing to grow as a quarterback, but more importantly has been a solid leader for this team. And we're starting to see more confidence in his throws, in his receivers downfield, taking chances downfield, and it's producing dividends. And when things break down, Pete, what he's been able to do with his legs as of late has been phenomenal. He has that as a weapon and has utilized that in great fashion to get out of jams and then still be able to be efficient with throwing the ball downfield.
Alex Smith, 15 of 22 for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. The 1 interception, but he had 6 carries for 54 yards, and that's 17.4 DraftKings points. It makes him our DraftKings performer of the game. Head to DraftKings.com and use the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. Dana, when we come back, BJ and Mitch will be with tight end Travis Kelce at Arrowhead. Stay with us.
Snap back to Alex Smith. He makes a long catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Pro Bowl tight end Travis Kelce here as the Chiefs win 17-13 over the Browns. And with the Steelers losing, the Chiefs are in the playoffs. You're going to the playoffs, my friend. How does that feel?
Man, it's an awesome feeling. You know, our leader, Eric Berry, said it in the locker room. He said, don't be surprised. You know, we're here for a reason. We've earned every bit that we've got. And, you know, don't be surprised and come in on Wednesday knowing what we have to do and keeping this roller coaster going up. So,
after you guys took care of business and got this win out on the field, where exactly were you and how special was that when you found out with your teammates that the Ravens had lost that game and or won that game and you guys were in the playoffs?
I was actually still on the field. I was swapping a jersey out with a guy, John Hughes, defensive lineman, who went to Cincinnati with me. But once I heard it over the PA and heard the fans go nuts, I mean, it's just a sigh of relief that, you know, we finally accomplished one of the goals that we have in mind. And, you know, from here it's just taking it day by day like we have and keeping this thing going.
Another slug it out win here at home. Felt like the Buffalo game. Felt like the San Diego game. You end up with the winning touchdown. Kind of walk us through that play because you were a wide receiver on that play.
There were a lot of other winning plays on the field, that's for sure. But the touchdown was just me and Alex connecting on the same page and getting six. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, you saw what the defense was presenting. You kind of got an indication that I was going to get the ball there. And from there, it's just Alex putting it on the money and me scoring. So, you know, it's sometimes it's as easy as that. So.
Earlier this week, you were named to your first Pro Bowl, and when you spoke about it, you said that hopefully I'm not even playing in that. What do you guys have to do between now and then to accomplish those goals so you're not playing in that game?
Stay on track, man. Day by day, game by game, play by play. It's a focus. It's a nonstop grind, man. And it only gets harder. It never gets easier. And I mean, it's going to be fun, but at the same time, you know, we know we're going to hit some adversity. That's just how the game goes, and it's the best when you can come out of it on top. So.
Man, if you're a Chiefs fan watching at home, that interview has to fire you up. Travis Kelce with the game-winning touchdown. But the first touchdown of the game was Jeremy Maclin.
Well, Jeremy Maclin, obviously, he's been a huge asset to this team, not just to this offense. And to see he and Alex Smith gel in the fashion that they have become accustomed to. And just the first play of the game, Alex goes to him on an out route. And then when you need to continue to move drives, continue to extend the drives and the chains, Jeremy Maclin has come up time and time again. He comes up with the big touchdown here. Great throw by Alex Smith, but excellent catch by Jeremy Maclin.
What does that reliability on that number one receiver do for an entire team?
It just allows you to exhale, Pete. When you consider as a quarterback, especially one like Alex Smith, who doesn't like to throw interceptions, that doesn't like to take chances down the field, and now he has a guy he can totally trust to be where he's supposed to be and make the big play. And to me, Alex Smith has to be licking his chops at the fact that he has a guy like Jeremy Maclin who can make the plays, and they're coming through, and it's equating to wins and points on the board.
All right, so we heard from some of the offensive guys. Let's go back to BJ and Mitch, who are with Dontari Poe.
Well, on Chiefs Rewind, we're joined now by defensive tackle Dontari Poe. 1-5, we stood here thinking, no chance. Mm-hmm. You're in the playoffs, buddy. How's that feel?
It's always a chance, man. You're playing, it's always a chance. But it feels real good to go from where we started, to keep the fight going, to keep the focus. It's amazing.
Keep the focus against some of the games you guys have had to play. None of them have been easy, particularly today. Two fourth quarter stops against Johnny Manziel. Just how challenging was it chasing him around, everything that he's doing in the backfield?
It's hard, but it's fair, man. It's a part of the game we play. And Johnny Manziel is good, man. He's a real quick, real shifty dude. And when you get a chance to get him, you got to get him because he will get out any minute. But like I said, it's a hard-fought win by a team.
Dontari, you were out there almost every snap, it seemed like, in the second half. They had a 21-play drive. They felt you had to have two fourth down holds on two separate. What was it like, and how did you guys find the energy?
We find it with each other, man. We just keep fighting it. Like you said, we don't count plays. We just focus on doing our job while we're out there. So however many it takes, we try to get it done.
I think it's one thing to win nine straight games and give yourself a chance to be in the playoffs here, but it's another thing with all of the depth that you guys have had to show, with all of the different key injuries, just how special is it not only to do this, but to do this knowing that everybody in that locker room was a part of it?
Very special, very special. Like I said, we are individual, but we come together as one. Just to play on Sundays, man, we practice hard. We do everything we need to for days like this, for moments like this, to hear that we're in the playoffs. So we're just doing it, and we'll keep doing it together.
Final question. Now you know you're in the playoffs, but the division's in play.
Mm-hmm.
One more week with the Raiders coming in, and the division's going to be on the line no matter what.
Yeah, man. We got to focus on what we need to focus on, and that's getting the win. I want to say we won't be watching the scoreboard, but we will. But first things first is to get the win.
You know, one thing that stuck out about that interview with Dontari Poe was he complimented Johnny Manziel, said he's a very good player, yeah. And when you have the chance to get him, you have to get him. Marcus Peters did that today.
Absolutely. Marcus Peters stepped up, and we've talked about him. Seems like every single game he comes up with a big play, and he was able to bait Johnny Manziel into making some throws, almost coming up with an interception there, but still stepping up. And give a lot of credit to Johnny Manziel because he's the type of quarterback that's very elusive, that knows how to make big plays, but Marcus Peters has that innate ability to make you believe that your receivers are open even when they're not. He can close on the ball. He has hands like a receiver and can make the big plays. 8 interceptions in his rookie campaign. Outstanding.
A tie for the NFL League leads. That's a big deal. Right now, though, we're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from Arrowhead Stadium. Don't go anywhere.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
So a festive mood here at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs get a 9th consecutive victory to go to 10-5. They're in the playoffs. But now let's talk about the scenario going into week 17 of the season. The division is still in play, BJ. How do you approach this week?
You approach it the same way you'd approach any week going up against the Oakland Raiders. Now you can't script it any better with so much on the line at home against your division rival in the Oakland Raiders. This thing is set up very, very nicely for the Kansas City Chiefs. Can't wait to see Arrowhead Stadium here next Sunday.
And even if Denver beats Cincinnati, the division will still be in play. If Denver loses, the Chiefs win out, they're going to win the division. So I'm going to ask you about this team and how they've been able to keep their focus week after week after week. It's so impressive. I'm not sure I've seen it before at this level.
That's what starts with Andy Reid. I mean, if you want to talk about where all this trust and where all this belief starts, it starts with their head coach and everything that he's been able to do as far as standing in front of these guys, telling them to keep working day in and day out, keep doing what they need to do, and focusing on the details. And you heard him say it back when they were 1-5. You heard him say it when they were 5-5, and now they're 10-5. He's saying the same thing. They're not done yet.
Ring in the new year right here at Arrowhead. We need you in this stadium. The Raiders are coming, and the division will be in play. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. The Chiefs are in the playoffs with a 9th straight win.